Sparrows lined the rooftops that enclosed the town square. They never missed a market day. People were messy. They'd leave breadcrumbs and bits of pastry like a trail behind them as they did their morning shopping and ate breakfast while they walked. Some of the younger boys, sent out by their mothers or the cooks they worked for, would shove food in their mouths so fast that half of it would be lost down their fronts. And the sparrows were there to clean it all up. It was their favourite game. Sometimes a thoughtful person would deliberately scatter a handful of seeds or crushed burned bread just to watch the sparrows swoop in and fight for a morsel. It was a sight, a delight for the children and myself. The rush and noise of the marketplace agitated me, but Ma and I had to eat, and to do that, I sold my eggs. The sparrows were a distraction. I counted the remaining eggs in the pushcart. Only 2 dozen left. I had yet to eat my own breakfast and could hardly bear the smell of the bakery any longer. The market was slowing now anyway. Stalls were casually being packed away. I'd made all I needed and more to shop for myself and Ma. It was time to go home. I picked up my small stool and placed it in the cart, careful not to break any eggs. "Are you sold out?" Mr. Quickly appeared before me. His large, dark frame looked out of place in the fresh March morning. His clothes were out of place too. The crisp lining of his plum jacket and feathered hat were far too smart to be stood before my pushcart. "Almost," I said, straightening myself. "I'll take 12. "Mr. Quickly, you have no need of 12 eggs at the inn. Mrs. Healy uses eggs from 3 extremely impoverished chickens in her yard, and I know that yours are the best." "I'm not sure Mrs. Healy would appreciate the insult." "It won't be an insult. I'll say I was gifted them by a dear friend, and she will be obliged to cook them for me. It will give her aged chickens a few days off. Everyone is happy." It was strange hearing Mr. Quickly talk about chickens. He was usually quite formal, but today he had a lightness to him. "A dear friend," he had called me. It was surprising how the world could stay stagnant for such a long time, and then a stranger arrives and throws it off kilter. "Very well," I laughed, and held out my hand for payment. My smile stopped short when I noticed Mrs. Daly talking to the butcher across the square. They were looking my way and whispering conspiratorially to one another. It was something to talk about, a wealthy man like Mr. Quickly making conversation with a woman like me. If they only knew that he had dined with myself and Ma on a few occasions these past months. But he was leaving soon. His business took him all over the world. It pained me to realise that I was sad to see him go, but secretly thanked Providence that he was. Nothing good would come from this unlikely connection. Not for me.